It is, after all, a jobless recovery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There is yet another report that says the job market in this country isn't firing on all cylinders. Employer services company ADP says private businesses added only 13,000 jobs in June, far fewer than was expected. More government employment reports come out tomorrow and on Friday. What was sure to be a financial overhaul that was sticking it to the banks is turning mostly into one that taxpayers will finance. The House today could vote on a reworked compromise reform bill. That measure had to be voted on again because support among some Republicans was waning. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
Republican Senator Scott Brown initially supported the overhaul of financial rules, but backed away when Democrats paid for it with a $19 billion tax on large financial firms. He says he can't support any bill that raises taxes, and other Republican senators also backed away. So Democrats scrapped the tax. They'll now pay for the bill using money from the TARP, the bank bailout fund, and by making banks pay more in FDIC insurance premiums.
In every instance, we've defaulted to the industry position.
Cornelius Hurley directs the Moran Center on Banking at Boston University.
This exercise in Washington on this bill, the longer it has gone on, has become more about the November elections and less about the last crisis or the current crisis.
The process of getting the bill passed will now likely take even longer, with the Senate not expected to vote on the new compromise until the week of July 12th. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Well, some of the key figures in the last bailout are answering for their actions right now on Capitol Hill. Joseph Cassano headed up the AIG financial products unit that blew up. Cassano says he told the truth about the company's losses and defends its compensation plan. He and Goldman Sachs President Gary Cohn are testifying to the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission on Capitol Hill. And so far, those executives have been unapologetic, saying they really believed their risky financial products would pay off. Hillary Sale is law and business professor at Washington University in St. Louis. Professor Sale, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
I want to play this cut for you. This is Commission Chairman Phil Angelides starting things off this morning with a movie reference.
As I've explored this world, I feel a little like I've walked into a bank, opened a door, and seen a casino as big as New York, New York. Unlike Claude Rains in Casablanca, however, we should be shocked, that gambling is going on.
Is he right? Is it really like a casino?
It is a lot like a casino, and gambling is a really good word for it because there's no regulation and no transparency.
Goldman, for one, Professor, is facing legal trouble over derivatives that it created. I mean, how difficult is it to prosecute these kinds of trades?
Well, it's not so much the trades as the disclosure, which is the funny SEC line. Because they don't have the power to regulate these instruments, they have to go after what Goldman said or didn't say. On paper, they have a good case.
What are you watching most closely in the cases coming down the pike?
Well, this is a big case in the sense that Goldman has always been sort of the favorite child of the banks and the most popular one, and obviously its reputation has taken a beating. So what comes out of this will be interesting. Other cases will be hard to bring unless the SEC brings them.
And Congress, you know, Congress is nearing the close of this long battle over derivatives, too, with perhaps the passage of financial reform. I mean, do you think lawmakers will get a handle on this?
I think the reform bill is a good start, but it's clearly insufficient.
Why is it insufficient?
Well, some of the biggest pieces of the reform bill have been and are being watered down. I don't think we should panic, though. The New Deal took 5 years in Congress. We ought to give them the time to work it out.
All right, Professor Hillary Sale over at the Washington University Law School in St. Louis. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.
The Mortgage Bankers Association said today demand for loans, home loans, sank last week toward 13-year lows. That's despite interest rates that are near rock bottom. Let's check the numbers. Markets are up right now, an average of about 0.5%. The NASDAQ up 0.75%, but the Dow up only about 0.33% at 99.07, up 37 points. European shares are higher as well, up about 0.2%, and Asian stocks closed lower today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com/market. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The Environmental Protection Agency doesn't think Texas is doing enough to clean up its air. So today, the EPA is expected to tell the Lone Star State that the federal government is taking over air quality permitting for more than three dozen plants there. From Station KUT in Austin, Ben Philpott reports.
What the federal government objects to most are the flexible permits that Texas issues to large plants and refineries. These allow the state to set a general limit on how much pollution an entire facility can release, rather than restricting each smokestack within a plant. Ralph Coker is a retired refinery manager who supports the Texas system, which he says allows companies to
put the best controls maybe on certain sources and less than the most efficient controls on some other small sources.
But the EPA believes each source of pollution should be tightly controlled. And today the agency is expected to tell the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ, to fall in line. Tom Smith is with Public Citizen Texas, a watchdog group that is concerned about the Texas system.
Even the George Bush administration said to TCEQ, this process isn't working. And the industry has actually sued EPA saying, let's figure out what the rules are here because we're steering blind.
But Texas Governor Rick Perry, who's up for re-election in November, is expected vigorously to oppose the EPA's move. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott for Marketplace.
And finally, there are a ton of music festivals going on these days, except after days of dancing and digging live tunes, where do you juice up your dead cell phone? You just can't plug it in the middle of the field, right? So a company in Europe's developing a set of Wellington boots with power-generating soles that convert heat from walking into electrical power. The bummer? Well, you got to walk 12 hours just for an hour's charge. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.